Joe Biden solely responsible for this border crisis? By Jose Nino. Anyone who has had their finger on the pulse of American politics since President Joe Biden was installed in office at the outset of 2021 knows full well that the United States is undergoing an immigration disaster of colossal proportions. A casual scroll through X, the social media platform formerly known as Twitter, is rife with bone-chilling scenes of the U.S. southern border being overrun by migrants spanning the globe. But most Americans have become accustomed to Latino migrants braving the harsh climes of northern Mexico to get to America. But now, people from all over the globe, ranging from Venezuela all the way to China, are rushing across the border to reap the many benefits of living in the shopping mall that is the modern-day United States. Naive minds would see this influx of migrants as a natural movement of people seeking a better life in the United States. However, hard-nosed analysts of U.S. politics understand that America's lax immigration policies have served as a magnet for millions of migrant invaders spanning the far reaches of the globe. Even Rich Lowry, a milquetoast staple of Conservatism Incorporated, realizes that the country's immigration crisis is the result of a concerted political effort to promote open borders. Lowry published a piece at the New York Post headlined, "Joe Biden Knowingly and Purposely Blew Up the Border in 2021, Exposing Biden's Efforts to Open the Migration Floodgates." Biden issued an executive order on February 2, 2021 that aimed to enhance lawful pathways for migration to this country. Some of these measures consisted of expanding refugee resettlement programs, using parole programs to allow large numbers of migrants, hailing from countries such as Cuba, El Salvador, Guatemala, Haiti, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, to enter the country, and ending several reasonable immigrant tie-in restriction measures implemented under the administration of former President Donald Trump. On the final point, the hallmark of the Biden regime's immigration policy was the unraveling of the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico program that was designed to shut down asylum fraud and end the catch-and-release policy where border crossers and illegal aliens are briefly apprehended before being released into the U.S. interior as they wait for asylum hearings. When Remain in Mexico was in place, border crossers and illegal aliens had to stay in Mexico for their asylum hearing stateside after arriving at the southern border. This fact led Mexico to fortify its own border, knowing immigrants would be spending an unknown amount of time in that nation at Mexican taxpayer expense. Similarly, the Biden regime let Title 42 expire. This was a regulation activated in the Trump era that was used to fight the spread of contagious diseases throughout the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic. Title 42 was used over 2.5 million times to halt asylum claims and kick out countless migrants who were deemed to be public health threats. Biden purposely let that regulation end. The results of these open border policies speak for themselves. According to estimates calculated by the Federation of American Immigration Reform, FAIR, approximately 5 million illegal aliens have blown past America's southern border. Further, Immigration and Customs Enforcement reports that over 8 million illegal aliens are expected to be roaming the United States as they await deportation by the end of 2024. Department of Homeland Security officials have privately revealed that roughly 85% of illegal aliens arriving at the U.S. border are unleashed into the American interior through the catch-and-release network that the Biden regime restored. Even liberal boosters of mass migration, such as New York City Mayor Eric Adams, have been put over the edge by the Biden regime's mass migration experiment. Adams claims that the Big Apple has been receiving 10,000 migrants a month and that such an influx will destroy New York City and compel every service in the city to be slashed significantly just to make accommodate tie-ins to migrant invaders. The Frankenstein monster that is mass illegal migration is beginning to turn on its creator, a truly morbid sight to behold. This should serve as a reminder that America's mass migration crisis is not a random occurrence. Public policy is the main culprit behind the veritable invasion taking place at the southern border. And only public policies that go in an immigration restriction direction can reverse this madness. Jose Nino is a freelance writer based in Austin, Texas. You can contact him via Facebook and Twitter. Get his ebook, The 10 Myths of Gun Control, at josealbertonino.gumroad.com. Subscribe to his Substack newsletter by visiting Jose Nino Unfiltered on substack.com.